So, in my teaching to them, I will now bring to you two types of tears. Somebody said two types of kingdom tears. You are ready for this one? Okay, so to start with, the month of June and July, especially July, in the Bible and in the spirit, it is known as the month of Tammuz. Okay, now you have to be growing and knowing these things. Say Tammuz. Say Tammuz. Understand this, gentlemen. It's not a good word, so don't think like, hey, amen, I received Tammuz. So Tammuz is a spiritual deity that appeared several times in the Bible in the name of a god, a small g. And oftentimes, in regions like Babylon, Canaan, and Assyria, it is what Aaron, along the journey, began to worship, and they made a calf and bowed to. It was also known as Ba. However, Tammuz had a different personality. It was known as a god of fertility and of resurrection. Women and men believed that Tammuz would one day resurrect and give them fertility. Tammuz was also associated with tears, because the worship of Tammuz would require everyone to shed tears. This is why when worshiping Tammuz, they would either kill, you would either kill your child or burn someone alive. People must cry. Now, in the moment of Aaron in the Bible, when he worshipped a golden calf, it was in the month of July. That's why the month of July is also known as the month of Tammuz. The worship of this god was happening in the month of July. They had learned this type of worship in Egypt. Along the journey, they remembered it was in July that this thing, they worshipped Tammuz, and they began to worship Tammuz. Now, can we start our teaching? Okay. That you have known about Tammuz, I want you to understand it. So Tammuz is not just history. It is a god of tears. Let me put again. Tammuz in the kingdom of God is identified as a god of forced tears. Tammuz removed people from crying to God to crying to Tammuz. So they are divine tears, and then they are forced tears. The two types of tears in the kingdom. The forced tears are the tears the enemy will entice you to cry when things you're not supposed to cry. Are you ready for your breakthrough this month? Okay. So the enemy can give you tears on a certain thing instead of giving you ability as a child of God to stand and put your tears on things that are important. So as I'm speaking today, people are worried on what they're not supposed to worry, and people are crying on things they're not supposed to cry. Why? The demonic entity of Tammuz. Now, let me explain it to you. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 4. Chapter 8, verse 14. Just read it.
So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. And to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz.
Wait a minute. Do you understand the way in the church? Do you understand? Ezekiel had a vision where he saw women in the church, in the temple. But their cries were not unto God. Their cries were going to Tammuz. So there are women in the temple. There are men in the temple. Who their tears. And Ezekiel as a prophet, he picked in the spirit that there are people in the temple, but their tears are going to Tammuz. They had tears, but their tears were going to a wrong place. There are people who are preaching the gospel on the altar. After preaching, they go home like this and start, you know, having questions and having, you know, weeping and crying. And the scripture tells us that when Ezekiel saw it, he realized those tears were for Tammuz. Tammuz, it is a spirit that makes you cry. It will cause trouble. It will set someone on fire so that you can shed your tears. There are people right now who do not understand this principle. There are people who do not know why. As I'm speaking, they have got bills, loans. They are struggling how to pay because the spirit of Tammuz would like them to cry. I will teach you how you should cry when you have got debts, and you see how your life will turn around. Amen. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, I am in the month of breakthrough. I want us to see, because the enemy has used false tears as a weapon in order to attack you. Because the enemy understands one principle, that weeping for wrong things opens doors for demons. There's a couple right now, they are fighting. And they are weeping. Haven't you heard the scripture? The Bible says, if you men have an issue with your wife and your wife is crying, it says, fix things because her tears may block your prayers. Wait, it looks like just a grammatical explanation. It is beyond a grammatical, it's a spiritual, it's a deep statement. There are demonic entities in the spirit realm that immediately they are dispatched, and they're called demons of Tammuz. One time I discovered something. When I'm doing counseling, most women would come, and most men would come and say they need prayer, and they would start speaking to me and start crying. And I noticed that it happens like a trend. The same situation, they would handle it a month ago, but this month they would cry over it. Because some tears are not just sorrow. It's a demonic trap. So you can open more doors for demons to attack you better. I want you to see something. There are five things you know that your tears are for Tammuz. And I'm going to show you. Five. They're not six. They're not two. There are five. Five things you know. You can use to understand, to say, are my tears divine tears? Because in the same Bible, we're going to study people who had the divine tears. And when they shed those tears, heavens opened. When they shed those tears, breakthroughs happened. When they shed those tears, miracles happened. Am I talking to you? And we will see people in the Bible who, when they shed tears, they died. When they shed tears, demonic doors were opened. So the biggest question is, why do the enemy open the door for you? Because you may think you are in the spirit, yet you are in the natural. So the demonic prosperity of Tammuz, in Ezekiel 8:14, the Bible says, when I saw in the vision, I was taken. It says, so he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. Which house was this? Come on, I want everybody to speak together. Whose house was this? The Lord's house. And to my dismay, to my surprise, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Women, are you here?
Yes.
Do you understand that you can be in church and you may think you're crying, you have got, oh Lord, I'm praying, and yet there's a demonic trap. Here, this is the thing. Listen to me. What I'm about to tell you now is going to shock you. Okay, let's see number one. I've told you that there are five characteristics of false weeping. Number one, weeping over what God never intended you to mourn. Crying for things God never wanted you to cry for. Anything you are crying for that God doesn't want you to cry for, it is a Tammuz weeping. Weeping that are demonically set so that when you drop them, you should open a door for more demonic spirits to attack you. A very good example, crying over a lost relationship instead of crying for restoration. You heard me right. Do you understand that there are people who are crying for, I lost my girlfriend or my wife, Lord. Instead of crying for restoration, they are crying about it. I hope you're getting the meaning. Do you understand? There are people who are crying because of the financial state they are in, instead of crying for breakthrough. No, you're not hearing it. So there are people who are stressing night and day, thinking about what's going to happen. It's when they remember the situation around them, they are panicking. And that is a spirit. It is also known as the spirit of terror, which is rebuked in the book of Psalms 91. It normally comes at night. The Bible calls it terror by night. I'm trying to talk to somebody here. It comes, and then during the day, you'll be sitting like this because of what you're passing through. Your whole heart, it'll be like someone has pierced you. Because you remember the things you're going through. You remember the state. You remember, oh my God, how will this situation end? Do you understand? That is known as the arrow of the day. So there are people right now who do not understand the spiritual world and their battles. My God, I'm trying to talk to somebody here. Because I know if you shed the divine tears, it will only take you 12 days. You have a testimony. Somebody said divine tears. Try them. I told you before, I said this to you last year. I said, me, I don't know how to cry. So I called for four intercessors who know how to. I asked from the tribe of Issachar. I said, do I have people here who like when they're praying, they like crying? I said, come here. I said, stand here, begin to cry to God for on my behalf. Do you know if you cry? There are people, when they cry before the Lord, God will come down and said, I have seen their tears. Do you understand the statement? Do you know God came down because of divine tears? He said, I have seen their tears and I have come down to deliver them. We'll talk about the divine tears. We haven't even started. But I want just to have a little bit of a test of when we will be dealing with the divine tears later on. But for now, we are still on Tammuz. First tears. The tears and the panic you are having, it is a setup for destruction. The enemy has packaged more demons to attack you. This is why you cry today and tomorrow gather yourself, you pray, and you think you are moving forward. You are not. You are running on a treadmill. It is looking like you are doing a lot, yet you are standing on the same position. You can't cry today. You can't panic today and tomorrow fast. After 1 week, you cry again. You feel sorry for yourself. You look at the whole world as if it's ending for you. And then the other month, you are serious in prayer. You cannot live in intervals. Spiritual things are all about consistency. Am I talking to somebody here? They are about what? You must say the very same things over and over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Never change your confession. They asked a question to Daniel, are you ready for us to throw you in the den of lions? He said, I'm ready. They put him aside for 2 days. They came back. They said, are you sure? Right now, we want to go and show you the type of a lion we're talking about. He said, take me. They made him see the den of lions. Lions where they say, are you still going to worship your God? He said, I'm still going to worship. He never changed. When they put him in there, lions immediately when they saw him there, they changed. They became herbivores. You didn't hear me. Lions, for the first time, became vegetarians. They said, we don't eat meat. Do you understand? Do you know why? Consistency. Do not change your confession. Oh, yes. Say with me, I'm not losing.
I'm not losing.
It doesn't matter. Listen to me. Some of us, we have lived a life where we woke up in the morning and had people at our house. And they say, if you don't give us money, we'll finish you. They say, we want 12 million. We'll take your private jets. We'll do this. I said, go ahead. And I went on the pulpit. I have got even videos. I went on the pulpit and I said, the people came out to my house yesterday. They said they want 12 million. I said, I have told them, I am not scared of you. And I'm not going to give the money. I said, on the pulpit in Pretoria. On the pulpit. They took everything else. I've never in a single day said, oh, no, I have never changed my confession. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. I have never changed my confession. I know who I am. The Holy Ghost lives inside of me. Hey, somebody said the Holy Ghost dwells in my inside. I have God within me. Am I talking to somebody right here? I am not alone. I'm not walking alone. I know it. He who took me in the grave, he will take me out of the grave. He who took me into the dens of lions, he will shut up the mouths of lions. He who took me into the fire, he will make the fire stop burning me. Somebody shout, I have God within me. And that confession changes everything. That is the language of heaven. You can't speak this and speak that tomorrow. It is called spiritual lukewarm. And it has no space in the kingdom. Are you here? In John chapter 3 verse 10 in Amplified. I want you to see this.
John 3 verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong.
Did you hear that? Let the weak
say, I am strong.
Let the weak
say, I am strong.
It is what you say. It doesn't say, let the weak say, oh, I don't know why. Somebody say, I know God is in me.
I know God is in me.
I never changed that confession. Never changed it. Do you understand Abraham telling his wife that God told me that we're going to have a son? And they are 75. They are 80. And Abraham is still speaking the very same things. And the wife says, what are you talking about? I'm now 80. He says, we are going to have a child. The Bible says he did not stagger through unbelief. He was strong in faith. Being persuaded that he who had promised was able to perform. He never changed his faith. There are people right now, you change your confessions, you change your faith. You are believing God for a shopping mall. You have changed it now to a tax shop. So I'm not changing my confession. So I'll buy it. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Never change your confession. Am I talking to somebody? Understand something. Understand something. Understand something. The enemy can mislead your tears. Instead of praying for restoration, if you want your woman back, if you want your man back, instead of praying for restoration, you are crying about it. Women were in the church and they were crying for their problems instead of crying to God for a solution. And Ezekiel saw it. He said, your tears are for Tammuz. You are worried about your situation instead of speaking to God about it. Let me explain something. You are still here or you are tired? Are you still here? So be careful. You may be crying for your past failures instead of praying and crying to God for success. We're not worried about your past. God is looking for your Canaan. We don't care what you faced in the wilderness. But the issues, there's a place of milk and honey. We don't care about the Red Sea, the waters you faced before. But trust you me, we are talking about the Canaan that God has prepared for you. Listen to me, change your focus. Listen how you think. Stop focusing into your failure. Begin to pray for success. There are things God wants them to happen. Stop weeping for things God never said you should weep for. Stop crying for things that God never said you should cry for. Stop worrying on things God never said you should be worried about. Am I talking to somebody right here? You should stand up on your feet and begin to pray over the things that God wants you to pray for and cry to God over them and not cry about them. Ezekiel said, in my dismay, I was shocked that women in the temple were crying for Tammuz. They had tears. They were praying. They were crying over their lost relationships, lost marriages, why they can't be pregnant. They were crying for their statuses, to say, look at me, I'm single, I'm this, and they would worry about it. And the prophet said, this is not weeping for God. It is the same spirit of Tammuz, as I've told you, that Tammuz was a spirit that was having a counterfeit of Jesus. It was believed that this spirit died, but it will resurrect. And the people were crying for this spirit, including a man of God by the name Aaron, worshipped it. People have to shed tears over it. So it would cause sorrow. They must kill someone and people must cry. And that's how this spirit was working. And when this spirit comes upon you, it will make you cry. It will make your things stop moving for you to cry. It will block something that it will hurt you the most for you to be crying, for you to be depressing, for you to be thinking too much. Instead of your focus to Christ, instead of your focus to God, you are focusing on your tears. You are focusing on the situation. The devil is a liar. I say you are coming out of every tear, every sorrow, every depression, every financial attack, every marital attack. You are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. In this month of breakthrough, you are breaking through. Somebody shut in the name of Jesus. We are canceling. This Tammuz has gone to some of your children. They are depressing. It's a spirit of weeping. It is a spirit of weeping. We are commanding it to vacate. We are commanding this spirit to come out. We speak right now. This demonic spirit come out. Listen, when it enters a relationship, you will cry. I can promise you. When it enters a relationship, you will what? Cry. You will cry. When it enters a marriage, you will cry. When it attacks your children, even you are a parent, you will cry. When it enters your bank account, it's even worse. You'll be in tears. And that's how the devil operates. So there are people right now who their tears are going to wrong things that God never said to cry for. Let me show you something. Are you still here? So what would be the danger? So the danger is that instead of your tears to fuel your breakthrough, they open doors for demonic entities to attack you. Say, I command you, Satan, come out.
I command you, Satan, come out.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Say again, say, in the mighty name of Jesus.